Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Some friends invited us to go to the movies, and I just assumed they wanted to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. But they wanted to see the documentary about Mr. Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor. I was disappointed, but I went along with everybody. The PBS television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, came on the air in 1970 when I was 18 years old. I paid it no attention. He seemed kind of weird, the show was kind of boring, and I had a lot of other things on my 18-year-old mind. I was really very pleasantly surprised by the documentary, observing the 50th anniversary of Mr. Rogers. He was born in Pennsylvania in 1928. He learned piano at age 5, got his pilot's license in high school, and was later ordained as a Presbyterian minister. He was intrigued by the power of television, and he hated how children's programming was a bombardment of violent cartoons and advertisements, aimed at lulling young people into passively staring at the screen and turning them into consumers rather than thinkers. He also saw that television, and most adults, talked at kids, not to them. So, he made his television set very simple, slow-paced, no animation. He used peaceful, familiar routines, like coming home, putting on his sweater and sneakers, and having a discussion with his viewers. He would sit down so he was at their level, and he dealt with real issues. He talked directly about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. He reassured his young viewers that they were safe during the Gulf War. He also dealt with more mundane fears, like the fear of going to the doctor or the fear of being sucked down the drain in the bathtub. He had a Christian view of the worth of every person, and he showed this by telling children they were special, just the way they are. This statement has been criticized by some as being indulgent, making kids irresponsible. Fox and Friends even called Mr. Rogers an evil man. Fred Rogers was a lifelong Republican who promoted individual responsibility, but he also promoted racial equality, respect for people with disabilities, and discussing feelings rather than repressing them. I asked some younger friends what they remember from their childhood. I got very positive feedback. Chris and Stacy said it was their favorite show when they were young, a show they'd watch before nap time. Rebecca said she felt like he was talking to her personally. She found this reassuring. Sean and Beth were fascinated by the miniatures and the trolley, interesting for such a low-budget, low-tech set. Anne Hornaday, movie critic for the Washington Post, writes, "With his sing-song voice and reassuring demeanor, Fred Rogers presented a benign, perhaps even milquetoast figure in his cardigan and lace-up sneakers. Underneath the bland exterior, he was acting as an ambassador for groundbreaking work in child psychology and what we now call media literacy, simply by acknowledging children's fears and insecurities and gently prodding them to question the values they were sold. The unspoken question that animates 'Won't You Be My Neighbor?' is what Fred Rogers would make of the present day, when the culture seems to have congealed into a permanent state of outrage, vulgarity, and mutual intolerance." This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.